Southwest NSSN launched following a year of picket lines, with trade unionists and socialists supporting each other's action. A founding meeting of the NSSN in the Southwest took place in Plymouth. We assembled on the RMT picket at the train station, and met afterwards in the local railway club. Key speakers included Robbie Woodland, president of the Bakers Union BFAW Kurnow, who appealed for support for its campaign for better pay and conditions, and union recognition at Ginsters and all Samworth Brothers sites nationwide. See appeal from Robbie Woodland, president BFAW Kurnow at socialistparty.org.uk. Robert Kitley, ANLF Exeter branch chair, spoke in a personal capacity on the continuing overtime ban being held by train drivers, to bring the train operation companies to the negotiating table. Dave Gord from the RMT Executive Committee praised his members for launching the widest strike wave for 50 years, and their determination to continue their year-long campaign on pay and conditions. Dave Roberts, regional secretary of the FBU, drove from Weston-super-Mare, and will encourage more local FBU reps to participate in future Southwest NSSN events. The meeting was chaired by Alex Moore, National Education Union Plymouth secretary, in a personal capacity, and Socialist Party member. Participation in the meeting and subsequently has included Jill Nerin, vice chair of NAPO and the Southwest University and College Union members, and striking reps from the National Union of Journalists at the BBC and the Society of Radiographers. We unanimously agreed to set up a steering committee, endorse the NSSN model motion on fighting the anti-union laws, and to campaign to get local union branches to affiliate to the NSSN. We are now looking into booking transport to the lobby of the Tuck in Liverpool. Plymouth Socialist Party.